Good morning. It is Saturday, the 5th of August, 2017. And I have noticed that I have not done an audio boom apart from my brief one I did last Saturday. So this is a bit of a roundup, I suppose, or an update, whatever you want to call it, of the past week, because I have been meaning to do an audio boom every day, but unfortunately it has not happened. I will have to try harder maybe to do it, but I admire Mel for doing hers every day, and I think you're amazing for doing it, because it's bloody hard. It's very hard to know exactly what to say and what to do, etc. Anyway, so as you know, last weekend our friends Kaz and Vicky were visiting. Kaz and I travelled together, met up in London on Friday, and came down to get up together. It is up, yeah. Came up together from London. Well, she came from Birmingham, met me in London, and we travelled together. It was nice to have company to travel with. So we got quite a bit delayed getting here because there were delays along the way on the trains. Story of my life, I would say. Anyway, it was okay. Got here, then had a very late dinner. Went to Bangla night. Did we?
No, that was Saturday night.
Oh, no. Friday night, yeah, we got the takeaway because we were so late. Saturday, we went into Great Yarmouth in the day and just did bits and bobs around Yarmouth, which was nice. It was a nice day. And then in the evening, we went to the Goulston Pavilion to watch the Everly Brothers and Friends. And that was really good. They are really, really good. If anyone is in Goulston who listens to my booze and you are around next year, look them up and go and see them. You won't miss it. You won't be disappointed. They are really good. And one of our friends is part of the tribute band. So they're really good. Sunday went back into Great Yarmouth, which was good. And in the evening went for dinner at the Albatross, which was lovely. The food in Albatross is amazing. Really, really lovely food. Really lovely staff and wonderful owner. Mario is an amazing guy. He sees us out and about and comes over and speaks to us. He doesn't need to do that because he obviously knows we would never know he's there. So that makes him a nice guy because, you know, and he's always offered to help us when we're out. We were at Costa on Sunday afternoon and he was there. And he came over and said hello and offered to take Kaz in to get drinks. So that was really lovely. On the Saturday night, backtracking a little bit, we went to Bangla Nights after the show, and I had Zara with me. And for the first time in a very long time, I took her with me because the first time I ever took Zara to Bangla Nights was back in 2008 when I first got her. And Bangla Nights back then was under different management. And I had an access refusal, almost an access refusal, because we did push the issue and eventually they let us in, which actually, I have to say, put a very bad taste in my mouth, and I didn't want to stay. I thought, why do I want to give you my money when you're completely being obnoxious and don't want to take my dog? But we did push it, and we did get in. Back then, they had to call Planet Papa Dom, who told them that they had to take the dog because she was a guide dog, and ironically, we did have issues with Planet Papa Dom previously, quite a time before that, when Darren and I took Darren's guide dog back then, Eden, with us. But it was Planet Popperdom who told Bangla Knights at that time to accept a guide dog, so they had no choice but let us go in. But actually, the people who own and run it now are really lovely people, because they're very accommodating, and nobody said a word about Zara. It made a pleasant change, actually. Although I had asked them previously whether it was okay for me to take my guide dog, and they said yes, as long as it is a guide dog, they would accept it. So that's what happened. Because I thought, I will have to try and see what happens. Although it wouldn't have been very good if they refused at the time. So that was that. Where are we? Sunday. Yeah, Sunday was good. And Monday, we all travelled home, unfortunately. Kaz and I got the 4:17 train from Great Yarmouth. And poor Vicky, as she had much further to go than us, got the 10:17 from Great Yarmouth. So we all got back okay. Tuesday I got back to work, and after a lovely weekend, I wasn't really in the mood, but what can you do if you have to go back to work? You have to go back to work. The week at work's been okay. A few things got on my nerves, but I guess that's part and parcel of an office environment. Last night my journey up was good. No delays. My assistance was good, worked in all points, even though there was nobody at Totteridge where I work to put me on the train, on the tube. So I got myself on the tube with assistance from a member of the public. When I got to King's Cross to change for Liverpool Street, the lady who helped me, as in the assistant, she was like, I told her what happened, as in there was nobody there in the way of member of staff to get me on the train, so they weren't informed I was on there. And she was giving it, but you have to let us know when you know that you're travelling. And I said, yeah. I said, I appreciate that and I accept that. I said, but there was no one to let you know. And she's like, oh. And I thought, I told you this already. She asked me 3-4 times where I was going. And I thought, oh my God, I'm not going to get my assistance at Liverpool Street. But actually, it worked out and I did get my assistance. She was perfectly fine. Control had already contacted Liverpool Street, and so did she. And I got my assistance. And I got my assistance at Norwich. And all was well. Today, Darren and I are going into Great Yarmouth after dropping Zara off at Doggy Styles. So I will have to have no option but use my cane. Which isn't a bad thing, because I think, you know, you have to keep that up, as I don't know when a replacement for Zara will be found. When Zara's replacement will be found, and whether I will be able to keep her working until that's happened. As it stands, I can work her for now. So we shall see. Anyway, hope you're all well, and I'll speak to you soon. Have a good day, whatever it is that you are doing. Speak soon. Bye.